And then, so did you meet any local people, any local Gibraltarians?
That's in the story.
What was that?
About her father-in-law. Her father.
What, Lillian's father?
Yeah. I didn't know the guy. I never really knew him. But before I was demobbed, as you come up from...
Jumpers.
From where we was based.
Yeah.
There was a little stall. It's still there now. A brick stall sort of thing, you know. And you used to sell cigarettes and stuff. And I knew this guy because I used to get cigarettes there. But he was only a young man then. And afterwards, when my boy married, he married his daughter.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that.
And so you went back again after all those years and met him again.
Yeah,
so you knew him.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah. But to be quite honest with you, Don, when you was there... And you come up them stairs with your kit bag on your back.
I said, I'm never coming back to this place again.
Mm. But we ended up living there.
Yes, yeah.
It just shows you, doesn't it?
And how did you find Gibraltar?
I thought it was nice.
Mm.
Yes.
I'm sorry I've come home.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yes. And you like the climate? Was there much for you to do?
I'm a housewife, aren't I, really? I mean, I can find plenty to do.
Yeah.
And you go downtown and you see your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have something to eat.
Did your son eventually marry?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Whereabouts was the wedding?
In the old register office.
Okay.
Which is up... Do you know the old register office?
Roughly, yes.
It's that narrow way.
Mm.
Just before Governor's
House.
Oh,
yes, in one of Secretary Lane or something.
No, that's the new one.
Is it?
This is the old one.
The
it's
old
where
one.
The court was.
Okay.
And the register office.
Okay. I roughly know the opposite.
Very nice.
Yes, that's focus up there,
it? Yeah, it's moved now. It's moved to around the back.
Yeah, okay. And so you had quite a good social life out there,
didn't
you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
better course, than here.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Because you go out for night time.
And there's more clubs and things, weren't there, out there?
Hmm.
Social clubs.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Gibraltarian clubs, but they're
but
all...
But you go in them.
Yeah, go in them.
They welcome you. You're pensioners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Different people altogether.
So, in a way, did you find that the relations with meeting the Gibraltarians were...
Oh, totally different, yeah.
It was a lot easier second time round in the 80s than it probably was.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe... You know, around 44, 45, you know, they had been evacuated out and then come back to find the whole of their home was a garrison.
Yeah.
So they may have been, you know, keeping themselves to themselves.
Yeah, they did and we did, I suppose, in a long roundabout way.
But when you went back in the '80s, then it was
different.
It was different
altogether.
It was nice.
Mm.
Lovely.
Yeah. And did you find them more, I suspect they would have been more of a community, more of a confident, you know...
Everybody talked to one another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Having a Gibraltarian daughter-in-law and going out with them of an evening, she took you to other places, like the fire station.
Oh, yeah.
That is built now. They had...
Near Amina.
Yes.
Gardens.
Yeah. They've got... can't call it a restaurant really. Mm. I mean,
yeah, it's a little canteen thing.
Yeah, canteen thing. But we went in there for a meal and it's all Gibraltarian, semi Spanish food.
Yes.
You go in there. It's nice, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, lots of places.
Yeah. You know, what places we didn't know.
They do,
she knew.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And they're very proud to be British.
Oh,
how did you find that?
Oh.
Well, when we went back.
Yeah.
Mm.
More British than we are.
Much more British than we are.
They're more patriotic than more people in this country.
Yeah. And very keen on maintaining the link.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they wouldn't want to break away from us.
No. And, of course, they had suffered in the late 70s or early 80s, the border closing.
That's right, I can see that happening. Well, I can't see it happening this time because... they're in too much of a state, aren't they?
I think.
Or Spain.
And all the value the workers coming across. But, yes, it must have been Yes, early 70s they closed the border.
Yeah, it was. In, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But did people sort of go much into Spain when you went back there a second time around?
Oh, yeah. You started there shopping.
Yes, do shopping.
It's a big
there.
Supermarket over in past La Linea.
La Linea, yeah. It's a big supermarket.
Continente.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you went there for your shopping as well. Fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to go there
once a month.
We used to go and do a shopping. Yeah.
And did you go up? Did you just remain those 5 years? Just remain in Gibraltar, or did you travel?
Yes, we used to go to the coach station in La Linea and get the coach. We went up to Seville.
Oh yeah, we used to go all over the place.
You know, where the coaches go.
Yes,
it's nice.
Yeah.
We went over North Africa, didn't we?
Oh yeah,
went over there. Took the kids over there once.
Suter or somewhere. And what prompted you to then move back?
Her daughter.
Okay.
She said we've been away long enough.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And your son's still over there, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's got a shop there, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A shop on Main Street, or?
Just off Main Street. It's called Cratchit's Ramp.
Oh, yes, yes.
Just off.
Yeah. And he's still a jeweller.
Yes. Yeah,
family?
Yes.
So you've got grandchildren on there?
Yes.
Yeah. And how are you with, you know, the extended family, with your daughter-in-law's family?
Okay.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
no see problem. The children once a year.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So you still go out there now?
Every year, once a year.
Yeah. And how do you find, we're nearing the end of the session now, so how do you find Gibraltar nowadays?
Oh, lovely place.
I think it's
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we could do it, I mean, we're getting too old there, but
It costs such a lot of money to move.
Yeah. We'd go back if
would you go back?
I would go back.
But you can't find anywhere.
That's the only place that I know in this, in, well, wherever you go, I've been all over the place. It's the only place I know where
every religion,
they all mix.
They all get on.
Mm. You've got Muslims, you've got the Jewish, you've got everything.
Everybody's there.
Yes.
And nobody argues up there. We've had them in our place. We had a guy come in. What was he?
What to do?
The guy that done our kitchen.
Oh, yes.
He was a Muslim, wasn't he? Lovely guy. Mm. He come in, done it all on his own.
Yeah.
Marvellous, I thought.
Yeah.
You'd never get an Englishman do what you're doing
there.
Oh, God.
So very friendly.
Yeah, everybody.
And Gibraltar as a little country in itself, quite confident.
It is a country on its own. I've never known one like it.
Mm.
Yeah. It's true because I mean, I've got three sons, and just say years ago when, I don't know if you know the religion. Jewish religion.
No, oh, yes. Well, I know of it, yes. And we've interviewed some people from...
Well, just say, for instance, one of the boys was walking down the road with a couple on his head.
Mm.
He'd get started on here. Mm. He'd get knocked off his head.
Mm.
But they don't do it there.
No.
Everybody respects it.
The only people you see look, or maybe laugh a little bit, and I would have a go at them anyway, is the tourist.
Yes.
If they see... You know, they'd look like that and laugh because they don't know the meaning.
No. Mm.
And I'd like to get up and say something.
Yeah.
But other than that,
it's all very relaxed.
They'll get on.
And so there's a bit of Gibraltar in your nationality now, isn't there?
I suppose so.
Yeah, so you're sort
a place I'd never wanted to go and see again. I'd go back and live there tomorrow if I could.
But you can't find anywhere
now.
No. Not like we had.
No. Oh, yeah.
It's all being built to buy, and they're very, very expensive.
Yeah. Too dear.
Well, I think, Donald, your last comment about that just about sums it up. So, any other final stories you wanted to say about Gibraltar? think of anything.
Not really. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Telling that one about when we broke into them rocks and found that place.
What?
I don't know if I should tell him that. Really.
What was that?
Go on. I can always take
it
off.
He can wrap it off.
Well, one day an officer came down and he picked about five of us up. Be here on parade, off parade. Go and get this, go and get it. You drive the lorry. And we went up the rock through some gates, right the way up the rock. And it's been in the paper, this. And he said, right, start drilling there. And had his drill through, broke this thing into the rock. And there was a tunnel. We went in, and it was a tunnel, which I've heard different stories about it. If something happened to the rock in the old days, they'd have put people up there, you know, like the governor and this, that.
Yes.
I've heard that story, and I've heard another story about it.
So if the Germans had, had Spain sided with Germany, and they attacked the rock, then what's the story of... Firstly, tell me the story about the governor.
Well, I don't know whether it was the governor or whoever was there of importance would have gone into this place.
Right.
And could have... It was a big place.
Like a little keep.
Yeah, it was. And at the other end of it, it was a spy place. You could look right the way through all the shipping and everything. They could have picked everything out for that as well.
Okay.
Anyway, I heard that one, and I heard another story about... they'd have put somebody else in there just to spy on this, that, and the other. Heard that one.
Yes.
Anyway, we was told to... So what we got to do in here? See, what we...
So the officer knew exactly what he was after.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was all... what's the name? Dental equipment.
Okay.
Yeah. So we took all that out. And I found four... Well, there was more than four. There was lots of jars of... rum.
Okay.
In big kegs, like, so I went forward and stuck them in the motor, and lots of other stuff we took.
So it was a storeroom, was it?
This part was where we took the stuff out of, but it was a big place, big inside.
And it had all been sealed up?
Yeah, it had been, up to the time we went there, and I've never found it since, because I've been up and looked, and I've never found it since. There was a lot of apes right at the back of it.
Yeah.
And there was a gate at the bottom, but they could never find where.
But it was like a secret sort of tunnel and accommodation.
We've been up there, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been up there. Matthew's been up there.
My son's been up there in a car, and we've looked and looked.
Because it's been published now that there, had the rock been captured, there would have been little hideaways which people would have been in.
This was one of them.
This was one of them.
Yeah.
Only for the important people.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we took what we did out there, and he took what he wanted and left us what we wanted. And
did you brick it up again or left it open?
No, it was all bricked up again.
It was all bricked up again?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it was sealed up. We didn't do the sealing. They had it done afterwards.
And do you know what he was after, what he took away?
I don't know. Dental equipment. He took the dental equipment. Why, I don't know. Whether he was a dentist, I don't know. He knew what he wanted anyway.
That's really, really fascinating. And the sort of last thing really is, when you were out there during the war, the early part of the war, there was a lot of spying from the Germans in La Linea.
There was a lot of that went on.
And there was the Italian mini subs.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear about any of that?
No. That was all finished on.
Did anybody talk to you about it? Can you remember?
Not really. No.
And there was a vessel over the old Tira, I think, which is used as a mini base. That was still there when you were there.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know anything about that?
No. Well, you never got to know about things like that, really.
No. Yeah.
Because it's more interesting what you had to do there.
Yes.
And it wasn't a good place to be, not for a soldier anyway. No. Money wasn't good.
And during your time there in the war, I mean, did a lot of Spanish still come over there to work?
Yeah. No, not so much Spanish, more the women come over to dance in the hotels, I think.
In the Trocadero.
Trocadero and places like that, yeah. There was two or three of them. I remember the Trocadero, but I can't remember. There was two or three down there.
And was that considered a sort of...
The other one was a Winter Gardens or...
Winter Gardens.
Winter something. Yeah, it was okay. About three or four of them. Places.
And it was like a nightclub, was it?
Yeah, they were like clubs, yeah.
With the beer twice the price.
Yeah, yeah. So if you had a couple of bob, you went in. If you didn't, you didn't go.
Yeah. Okay, but overall, when you went back there, you know, now looking at Gibraltar, you look at it with
different life.
And it's a nice place for you, a special place.
I think so.
And do you think it should remain British?
Definitely.
Yeah.
If I was young enough, I'd go out and fight for it.
My window?
Oh, yes. Keep Gibraltar British.
When we had a car, we had one on the back of the car.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, we having this interview where there is a bit of tension and the Navy's going to visit out there and everything else, but I'm sure it will...
They'll keep their distance, the Navy, and they're sending a few troops out there to walk about.
Yeah.
That'll all get back.
Yeah.
It'll all get back.
It's been happening for 300 years, so...
Yeah.
And you still have a lot of... Do you maintain contact with some local people out there still?
Only when we're there.
Only when we're there.
You see them in the street, down Main Street. Yeah. Oh, you know.
And you catch up with them a bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, and plans to go again?
Next year.
Oh, we'll go in September next year.
Okay. We've got a wedding next year here.
Yeah, we can't go earlier.
Okay.
We'll go in September.
Right. Well, that was lovely and really fascinating. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
That's all right. You're welcome.